We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With that being said, it's a Thirsty Thursday with Friday vibes. Let's go ahead and hit that E-spot. And as always, we'd like to give a warm nosebleed seat shout out to the earth, the wind, and the fire.
For the elements of the universe.
The incredible vibes here in the nosebleed seats. As we hit the E-spot, hear the best sounds of the week. And we start with the proposal. That took place right here on the Nosebleed Seats. This sound, I know, was a G-Bag of the Day nominee. It's our guy, Chuck Morgan, hitting the alley-oop.
Oh, it won yesterday.
It won G-Bag of the Day. Dang right. So this is Chuck Morgan, G-Bag of the Day champion, as he sets up the alley-oop for Jordan to propose to his lovely lady, Kaylin.
Ranger fans, your attention, please. We ask that you direct your attention through your radio to Army Second Lieutenant and turn it on. Leave it on, listener Jordan Nicholas Gonzalez and Abilene Christian University's women's softball team starting third baseman Caitlin Belch. Jordan, we ask that you drop to a knee and ask her that all-important question.
And then he went down on a knee in front of his and her entire family. She was shocked as ever. She loved it. He loved it. She said yes. And they made Tolo history here. Thanks to the fan, obviously. Thanks to Chuck Morgan. And thanks for Jordan and Caitlin just for being incredible Tolos.
And if you haven't seen the video, somebody in the family shot video of the whole thing from their backyard. And we posted it on Facebook on 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you can go to the 105.3 The Fan Tolo page, and you will see that video there.
It was, you might cry. Pretty
cool. Yeah, getting to go back, because we were doing the show. We didn't get to see it all go down. After the show, I watched the video, and it was super cool, man. It was super cool. Jordan nailed it. Chuck Morgan nailed it, and Caitlin said yes. That's certainly an E-spot contestant tonight. Now we have a couple of Rangers moments that were huge for us this week, and we got to start with Wednesday night's post-game show after, I think it was Jesse Chavez, enters the game in the ninth inning and on his first pitch allows a home run to be had. A's win, A's win. And so during the post-game show, we had our guy Willard from Bonham. Willard from Bonham called in, and this was his call, Rangers post-game.
All right, let's go out to Willard from Bonham. Willard, you're on Rangers Extra Innings here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, man. Hello, Jerry. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Willard? How you doing, man?
Yeah, man. I've been listening to y'all a long time, but, you know, let me first say that I am not a baseball fan.
Okay.
Right? But I am a Dallas fan. And I followed the Rangers, and I wished I understood like y'all do, like, you know, the way baseball rolls. But I just can't get it, man. Bottom of the night, dude comes up. Poor old little Jesse. He come up out of it. First pitch, he threw him. Boom, gone. Anyway, man, I just don't get it, man. And, God bless y'all.
God bless you too, Willard. And it certainly was a tough position for Jesse to come.
Willard, so, Willard.
There is Walchuk trying to handle it there. I was running the board for that game, so I'm watching Walchuk, and we're both just chuckling to ourselves. That was a fantastic call from Willard. He comes out of the gates and he's like, just so we're all clear here, I'm not a baseball fan, as he's calling into the home of the Rangers postgame show.
Did you know Bonham, Texas?
First pitch you soon.
Did you know that Bonham, Texas is the hometown of a former great Rangers pitcher from back in the day?
I did not know that.
They used to call him the Bonham Bullet.
The Bonham Bullet. It's not Bonham, by the way, even though it's spelled that way.
Bonham.
I have no idea.
The great Danny Darwin.
Oh!
Threw a fastball. Bonham Bullet.
Wow. Okay, the Bonham Bullet.
It's my boy.
Willard is now the Bonham Bullet here. We look forward. Willard, if you're listening now, bro.
Oh, one other little nugget.
We love
Bonham
you.
Is also the hometown. Well, he was born there. One of the greatest guitarists of all time, a guy named Charlie Christian. You can Google it up. They study his guitar playing all over the world, and he's from Bonham. He was like there back in the day with Chuck Berry and all those guys.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Charlie Christian.
Very cool. Thank
Bonham's
you.
Bonham's got
Bonham
a little thing.
History lesson, yeah. Bonham. Willard. Willard from Bonham, you're a beast. We love you.
Now Willard. He's with the three. Now it's three of them.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's continue hitting the E spot with some Ranger sound. What is next here, Peyton?
So we have Jared Sandler saying this during the game.
And there's one away in the top of the fifth, and that brings up Shinsu Chu.
Okay, so let's hear it one more time. This, of course, the brain fart, Sean Sharif, worst timing text mid-game to Jared Sandler. He looks up. He knows it's supposed to be Shinsu Chu up, but he sees the Sean Sharif text, and so this happens.
And there's one away in the top of the fifth, and that brings up Sean Sharif. Shinsu Chu.
It's incredible. We made fun of Jared for it, and we will continue to make fun of him. So basically, this happens. Chu comes up, and after he fumbles it, he says Sean Sharif. He clears it up. It's actually Chu. Next thing you know, Chu cranks out a home run, and so the amazing producers, I think it was Zero, maybe it was Troy Hughes who put it together. Here is a Sean Sharif edit into the Chu homer.
Samardzija at the belt, third base side of the rubber. He kicks, and the righty's pitch, Sean Sharif. Swings and drives one to right field. That one's not coming back. Over the landing, into the cove, a two-run home run for Sean Sharif. An absolute bomb off of Jeff Samardzija, and the Rangers take a 5-1 lead.
Incredible.
Into the cove.
Yeah, right there into the cove. Sean Sharif cranked it out. Very, very impressive. The multi-talented. I mean, this dude, from his radio hosting capabilities to his grilling and smoking capabilities, little did we know Sean Sharif was going to go yard.
He could really swing a bat with those little tiny hands.
It's incredible. He's got so much torque in those hips. He doesn't even need big hands. He's got those.
We shouldn't be surprised. He won a doubles tennis championship when he was in high school.
That is true. That is true. It was doubles. He was not. He was not the. I don't think he was the MJ of the team, but nonetheless, he was still a champion. We do.
we
love us Sean Sharif here, and we love making fun of Jared. Now the thing is we're open and honest here in the safe space. So when we make fun of Jared, we make fun of Sean, whoever it may be. We also like to make fun of ourselves. So this is harkening back to. And I'm a little bit late on this, but I wanted to pull it and just highlight it. I asked just a confused, crappy question to Jared. This was the night before the Rangers opener. So this is Thursday night. The Rangers are set to open up on Friday night. So we're doing Just Banging with Jared Sandler. And my first question out of the gates was trying to gauge his excitement level for the following night's Rangers opener. And so this is how I worded the question. It was confused. It was awful. And so if we're going to make fun of Jared, we make fun of everybody else.
Your turn.
Here's my turn. And I'm hitting the E-spot with this crappy question. Is this like the night before first day of school vibes for you? Is this like the most or one of the most excited eve of opening day you've ever been?
Sorry.
Eve?
Yeah, I got lost. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know who I was or what was happening. And of course, because our friendly ribbing, it's what we do. If the roles were reversed, I would have handled it the same way. But Jared called me out for it, and I was leaking confidence all over the studio floor here. I was ashamed. I was completely down on myself. But Sandler's reaction is even better. He's chuckling. He's confused. Let's fire it off one more time.
Sorry.
Here is my god-awful, confused, and crappy question to Jared Sandler. Is this like the night before first day of school vibes for you? Is this like the most or one of the most excited eve of opening day you've ever been?
Sorry.
Oh my god, it was so bad. I still would say it's not as bad as Walchuk's inexplicable random question to John Owning involving secrets to pork chops, but it's up there as just one of the worst questions ever asked on radio. I'm a little bit proud of myself. I was ashamed that night, and now I'm proud of myself. Hey. I came up with such a god-awful, crappy question right here on your home of the range.
It happens.
It does
happen.
It's
all the way you handle it. Don't let it define you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Chris Arnold called Mike McCarthy and Mike Nolan, Mike McCoy and Dick Nolan tonight.
That called Mike McCoy?
Yes.
I know I did Dick Nolan. Wow. Mike McCoy. Believe it or not, that's the name of Jerry's business partner that bought the team. Did you know, what's that thing that they do with the draft, how they determine how they calculate a value of a draft pick? You know how they calculate the value of a draft pick?
Like the Jimmy Johnson points scale?
Like
when you're trading?
Jimmy took credit for it, but Mike McCoy is the one that invented it. And that's
okay.
A fact. He worked with Jerry in the oil business, and
all right.
Jerry gave him a piece of the Cowboys, and he came up with that little metric that Jimmy uses to do the draft picks.
Okay, very nice.
Mike McCoy
and Dick Nolan, the two new coaches for your Dallas Cowboys. Okay, here we go. We have three NFL quarterbacks hitting the E spot this week. I'm curious. Do you want Gardner Minshew? Do you want Derek Carr? Do you want Russell Wilson first? You're going to get all three, Chris, but I'm curious. Do you want the Minshew? You want the Minshew?
I want to say Russ for last.
All right, this is pretty good. This is Gardner Minshew in the most Gardner Minshew way possible, talking about his interaction with COVID-19.
Did not contract the virus. It took one look at me, ran the other way. It was probably in its best interest. So here we are. We're back on Tuesday, ready to roll. Excited to go play some football.
The virus took one look.
Saw the
at
mustache.
Gardner Minshew.
Saw the porn stash.
His aviators, his mustache, and his
the
jorts,
hairy chest.
And his, I believe he's a fanny packer. And COVID looked at it and said, you know what? Never mind. I am not going to mess with that guy. I think we could turn Gardner Minshew into maybe the Chuck Norris and come up with some of those,
right,
like those Chuck Norris sayings. Maybe we could do that about Gardner Minshew. So thank you, Gardner, for hitting the ever-elusive E-spot. We continue with Derek Carr, who is, even though he throws the ball like 5 inches at a time, he's tired of the disrespect, Chris.
I have a lot to prove to myself. I have a lot to prove to my organization. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm tired of being disrespected. So there was no question I was going to play this year.
Tired of being disrespected. Well, I'll tell you what. If you weren't 16 games under 500 and you didn't check down at every possible opportunity, Derek Carr, maybe, just maybe, you'd get a little bit of respect. We close things down in this week's edition of the E-Spot with a resurfaced video. This did not come out this week, but it went viral this week. This is from like a year or two ago. Russell Wilson taking a selfie, walking through the living room of his house. I believe his wife, Sierra, is in the background,
giving him
motivation while he introduces us all to his crappy and cheesy alter ego.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. You gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll, they think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited. Tell him.
Russell is Carlton for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He is
It is really,
he's
really
Carlton.
Bad. He's so good on the field, but my gosh, that dude is straight cheese. We do have our first contestant in the turning Gardner Minshew into Chuck Norris, 469. Gardner Minshew does not wear the mustache.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.